It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta, and this is State House Democratic Leader Tim Grimmel.
This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
No, actually, of course, that is the dude.
He, though, is our avatar of Tim Grimmel as we get into the first big partisan kerfuffle of this new session of the Michigan legislature. A fierce partisan dispute with so very little at stake.
Indeed. The prized position of minority vice chair of the House Appropriations Committee.
No, we should be careful not to diminish the position.
Fair enough. It does matter.
This is the Democrats' point person when it comes to negotiating budget deals with the Republican majority, arguing for priorities and projects that will benefit the districts of the 47 Democrats who are serving in the state house.
Yes, of course. But this big so-called throwdown, there are no policy issues at stake here.
This is all about the perquisites of power and who gets to decide what.
Okay, so the backstory is this.
Give us the backstory.
Weeks ago, Democratic leader Tim Grimmel announced that State Representative Brandon Dillon would be the ranking Democrat on this committee.
But when the committee assignments came down, the D's were shocked.
Shocked, I say.
To find the position had been assigned by the Republican majority to a different Democrat, State Representative Pam Ferris. Foul, they cried.
And it hadn't even been a day since the new House Speaker, Republican Kevin Cotter, had said,
I look forward to working with Minority Leader Grimmel and my Democratic colleagues. Leader Grimmel has been an honest and productive partner, and I look forward to continuing our relationship together.
Now, the Democrats say what that really meant was something along the lines of,
you will respect my authority.
So, the Democrats' response to Kevin Cotter was, if we don't get to choose, we just won't have a budget vice chaired. And they made that point very loudly, putting it in a letter that was made public yesterday.
But the D's are putting quite a bit at risk here. I mean, without a vice chair, every Democrat on that Appropriations Committee, they all become a free agent. The committee business, it'll be slowed down. But really, I mean, the question is, why is this even a fight at all? Why can't Democrats just choose their own ranking member?
Well, in this case, Brandon Dillon, remember the Democrats' top choice? He was also the campaign chair for the House Democrats in the last election cycle.
Right. Basically means every Republican who had a close race has a reason not to like Dillon.
One of those Republicans, by the way, was House Speaker Kevin Cotter. Dillon was able to make what was supposed to be a pretty comfortable reelection bid by Cotter a hard-fought battle.
But some might be asking, I mean, why do the Republicans get to even choose the Democrats' top budget person?
Sure, the New England Patriots don't get to choose the Seattle Seahawks quarterback. But, you know, there is a precedent. We are reminded of this by the Gongwer News Service.
Huh?
In 2007, then House Speaker Andy Dillon,
who we should say is no relation to Brandon Dillon.
Dillon said no to the Republican minority's choice for the ranking minority member and chose a Republican that he thought would be easier to work with.
Okay.
It's unusual, but it's been done.
Right. It has been done. So now let's cut back to present day.
Sure. I think one thing is almost certain, and that is that Cotter and the Republicans can't cave now and give the position to Brandon Dillon. In fact, there could be retribution in the form of, I don't know, committee reassignment, denial of paper clips and other office supplies. We have not seen the final act in this little drama.
Not office supplies. Okay, so that is how things are starting out in Lansing this year. The usual calls for bipartisanship at the beginning of the session, but then things always seem to have a way of getting bogged down in partisanship.
Partisanship. Yep. Because really, the real meaning of the phrase, we need to be bipartisan, is usually you need to be bipartisan.
'Cause baby, it's you. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Baby, it's you. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.